coming up to 7:10 here in the UK, and I'm cooking my tea. So we're having burritos this evening. So I just got the mince on the hob, currently cooking. So basically what I did is I chopped up onions, peppers, courgettes, got a bit of sweet corn in there. So I put a little bit of olive oil on the bottom of the frying pan, just gave that a quick fry, changed the pan and added my mince to that, and chopped up some tomatoes to go in it as well. So they're all cooking quite nicely. I forgot to pick up some kidney beans from the supermarket, so we're kidney beans down at the moment. And just added, so I got a burrito pack from Asda, and that included a pack of spices, a pouch of sauce, and the wraps for it to go in. And we are having with it garlic bread. That's really, really easy to make. I'm just turning up because I've got an electric hob. I've just turned it up so it heats up a little bit quicker. Now I'm going to add my sauce. Excuse me. I've got some of the spices at the back of my throat and I'm quite hot. So I'm going to grate some cheese in a minute so we can have it with the wraps. So we're going to have garlic bread with that as well. Quite looking forward to that, I must say. There it is, it's simmering away. It's hotting up a little bit more. It's quite nice because my partner isn't particularly into adventurous food. Now, I wouldn't particularly call burritos adventurous, but courgettes are pretty out of the box for them. And even peppers are pretty out of the box. So, for him actually not to mind me cooking burritos is, in our case, a slight breakthrough. So, I'm just going to get the scissors and cut open this sauce to add. Then I'm going to put the wraps in the microwave for about 30 seconds. Oh dear, there goes a tablet. So that's going in for 40 seconds. Just so they can heat up so they're a little bit more pliable. And I found wraps to actually make them stay. I don't think I've particularly got the wrap art form, but my tip to make them stay would be lay them out flat on your plate, place your ingredients in the middle, get the bottom of the wrap and fold it inwards, and then fold it either side and place it upside down so the plate holds the wrap together, and that's kind of my trick for making it stay together. I am just adding the sauce. So looking forward to this. And it just comes in quite a big long kind of if anybody's bought the Blue Dragon sauces, it comes in a kind of pouch that you just squeeze. Just nicer than a jar. All the mince and vegetables are covered with the sauce. I think it's time to turn my garlic bread on. I'm going to get a spoon and taste this. That's nice. It's hot, but nice. Definitely drinking a lot of water throughout this meal. So, really quick, simple and easy. It's taking me a little bit longer because I was kind of thinking about what vegetables I could add along the way. And not before I actually did it because I've been quite busy today. So it's a good dinner and it was really cheap. I think it was about £2 and that included your wraps and your sauces. So I definitely recommend it. Good value for money and easy to make. So like I said, we are having that with garlic bread and I am just this second going to grate some cheese to go in it as well. Updating people on my cooking exploits over the next couple of days. I have a lot of pumpkin to do stuff with. My dad sent me some recipes for kiri kiri pumpkin. Not sure what that entails yet. Pumpkin loaf. It's like a cake slash bread. I think it's bread shaped, but it's a cake. Pumpkin muffins. So really, it just depends. Oh, I think the piri piri pumpkin is pumpkin soup. So it really just depends how much pumpkin I have to work with. But I shall hopefully be updating people on how I get on with that and how easy the recipes are to make. So that's my burrito boo and I shall go and enjoy.